Our next item is conditional use 1759, Bridal Ridge Properties LLC.
And again, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reiterate that the CU conditional use number 1759 was heard at the same time as 1758. However, I think there's issues with that that need to be addressed separately from that of the motion for 1758. And therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 1759, application of Bridal Ridge Properties for multifamily dwelling structures in an AR1 agricultural residential district. This application represents a parcel land consisting of 13 more or less acres and is adjacent to the parcel represented in conditional use 1758. The combined parcels are being proposed as a project now known as Villas at the Cape. Of this 13 plus acre parcel, according to the applicant, approximately 3.8 acres are intended to be conveyed to DelDOT and should not be considered part of this application. Therefore, the net land being considered for the proposed multifamily dwelling structures should be 9.2 acres. Based upon the requested density for this remaining 9.2 acre parcel of 5.44 units per acre, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1759 for 50 multifamily villa units. This recommendation is based upon the record and for the following reasons. The recommended 50 units approximate the number of housing units proposed by the applicant on this parcel and shown on the conditional use plot that was submitted as part of the record. This parcel is not part of the Henlopen Landing development and is not bound by the same footprint of Henlopen Landing. According to the applicants, prospective buyers of lots and houses in Henlopen Landing were informed that this parcel was not a part of Henlopen Landing. 5.44 multifamily housing units per acre is within the acceptable range of other previously approved townhouse projects in the surrounding area. The development of this parcel for 50 multifamily housing units should not have a detrimental impact on the surrounding area. To the contrary, this could be preferable to the possible alternative of commercial use. This parcel was not part of the Henlopen Landing development project and had not been the subject of any prior planning and zoning proceedings. As residual lands, it need not be considered under the same density considerations as Henlopen Landing or conditional use 1758. Although any increase in housing units in this area may acerbate the traffic problems of the immediate roadways, the requested density of this 9.2 acre parcel for 50 housing units is within reason and could prove to be considerably less than other potential uses for this parcel. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. This parcel is approved for a maximum of 50 multifamily villas to be part of the combined project now known as the Villas at the Cape and bound by the relevant conditions put forth in conditional use 1758 as follows. Phase 4 of Henlopen Landing will be withdrawn from the approved subdivision. Salt Marsh Boulevard will be maintained by this project, the Villas at the Cape, and not by Henlopen Landing. The Villas at the Cape will grant an easement for stormwater management as shown on the site plan in favor of Henlopen Landing subdivision. The Villas at the Cape will only have access from Salt Marsh Boulevard and with no additional access points from Plantation Road or Beaver Dam Road, in addition to any DelDOT required entrance requirements. The Villas at the Cape will have its own amenity package, which shall include a clubhouse, pool, walking trails, school bus stop, and park areas. The residents at the Villas at the Cape will not have any privileges or obligations to pay for the utilization of the amenities of Henlopen Landing. The developer of the Villas at the Cape has agreed to install four-way stop signs at the two access points on Salt Marsh Boulevard and to install street lights along Salt Marsh Boulevard as well as install internal street lights within the Villas at the Cape. The developer of the Villas at the Cape has agreed to construct a clubhouse and pool prior to the conveyance of the first villa unit. The developer of the Cape's at the of the Villas of the Cape has also agreed that the sanitary sewer collection system will be installed in accordance with Sussex County standards and shall comply with all the requirements of the County Engineering Department with regards to any improvements to the system necessary to serve this project. Sidewalks or multimodal paved pathways will be built along both sides of Salt Marsh Boulevard for safe pedestrian travel for the residents of Henlopen Landing and the Villas at the Cape. These multimodal pathways are to connect with the DLDOT required pathways along Beaver Dam and Plantations Roads. Like the Salt Marsh Boulevard, the Villas at the Cape, Cape Homeowners Association will be responsible ultimately for the maintenance of the sidewalks as well. Final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Yes.
I didn't realize this on the first application. Do we have the authority to require sidewalks on the both sides of Salt Marsh Boulevard, since Salt Marsh Boulevard on the westerly side is actually in Henlopen Landing? I didn't think of that the first time.
Were not sidewalks required as part of Henlopen Landing on at least one side of the road?
I don't have that record in front of me.
It was.
Then that would take care of it then.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1759, Bridal Ridge Properties LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next